truth be told, or your bullshit getting old. The world is getting cold. Don't nobody owe you nothing, so quit fronting. Nothing wrong with being honest. It's a lot of broken promises. Truth be told, we could communicate without all the gun violence. All it took was one conversation. It'll prevent a whole lot of altercation.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Truth Be Told. And today I have with me a very special guest, MLW and Impact Wrestling promoter, and also the host of Take It Home TV, Jimmy Haggerty, also known as Jimmy Diners. Jimmy, how you doing, man? Welcome to the show.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? Hey, well, first of all, man, I'm doing as well as I can, man. And I'm probably even better now because I'm talking to you, Jimmy CT Jr. I mean, you're the man. Not me. Don't hype me up, buddy. You're the man. I appreciate you.
Hey, man. Well, hey, likewise, man. And, you know, I've been trying to get you on the show for a little while here, but we've had some technical difficulties, but now we finally got you on. Whenever you're ready to get into it, man, let's just get right in.
I'm ready to go.
All right. So, as I said, you're a promoter of many things, wrestling being one of them. When exactly did you get into wrestling?
Well, I remember when I was about 3 years old, and I don't know how the hell I remember this, but I do. Andre and Hogan, I was watching that match back with my pops sitting down on the couch, and I was like intrigued at that point, like with Hulk Hogan. And I remember the first event me watching was the Royal Rumble 1990, where Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior were in the middle of the ring, and they were having like a standoff. And I was rooting for Hulk Hogan so crazy, man. Like, I was throwing toys around the room, and it was just, it was wild. And ever since that day, like, I was hooked, and it was due to Hulk Hogan. I was a Hulkamaniac.
Now, have you always seen yourself, like, even as a kid, did you want to be a wrestler, or did you just want to be involved with wrestling in some way?
I just wanted to be involved. Any way, shape, or form. I knew, like, as I got older, I'm like, man, I'm 5'6". I'm vertically challenged. Okay, that's number one. You know, I'm not super brolic, although I tend to think my appearances or make myself. The way I talk, you would think I'm probably, like, 6'5", and, like, 300 pounds, but no. Contrary to what everybody may believe when they hear me. No, 5'6", 160 pounds, and yeah, it's tough, man. So I'm like, you know what, I don't think I'm fit for this. And, you know, I guess nowadays it's a little different, you know. People of all different statures get involved in pro wrestling. If you really want it, you can get it done, you can accomplish it. But back then, you know, when I was younger, 90s, bodies, you know, McMahon was a body guy, man. Everybody was built and jacked up, and I'm like, you know what, that's not me. So if I can get in there some other capacity, whether it's commentating or managing, that would be awesome.
Now, we talked a little bit about things you promote, and then, you know, there's a character called Jimmy Diners I mentioned, and he's kind of a shoot style, you know, wrestler kind of character, if I'd say so. Is there any particular wrestler or wrestlers you modeled that character after?
You know, Jimmy Diners, and you know, it's hard to discuss that gentleman right now. I'm very upset with him. Jimmy Diners is a guy that should be barred from all wrestling promotions. He's an individual who states his mind, and, you know, whether he's right or wrong, he comes off very rough. And nowadays in society, in 2019, Jimmy CT Jr., we know that you got to be careful with what you say nowadays, because people will judge you. They will crucify you. Okay. And Jimmy Diners, he has, if you look, like he says, you can look at his tongue, there's no hair on it. So, you know, although he is Italian, he has no hair on his tongue. So he says whatever he wants. And, you know, he's just a guy. He's very controversial. And I don't know. I don't know how the business is going to take Jimmy Diners, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah, he's a little off the cuff. Yeah, he even skipped out on paying for lunch the other day.
And you know what? They couldn't even do anything about it. He would have made a phone call and, well, would have got handled. And if anybody had a problem, he just, you know, would tell them, meet him at the diner.
Yeah, you know, I tried flagging him down. One guy told me he was this way, another lady told me that way, and we lost him.
You never get a straight answer, I'm telling you.
Nah, man, but I think that's a great character. And while we're on it, you're the host of Take It Home TV. So for those who don't know, which they should know, let people know kind of what that's about.
Well, Take It Home TV, I started that a little over a year ago. I said, you know what, man, I love wrestling so much. Let me just talk about it. Let me discuss it just for fun. Decided to make a channel, see what happened with it or whatnot. And it started growing little by little. I started going to independent wrestling shows and doing some recaps of those shows locally in New York City. And, you know, it's like in the first year, and somebody had told me, a wise man told me this, in the first year you try multiple different things and see what sticks. There's no right or wrong. And after a while, you start seeing what the fans want. So, like, I'm to the point now, it's a little over a year, that I want to be different. Take It Home TV, I came up with that name because to take it home in the wrestling business, you know, go home, and that's it, wrap it up. So it was supposed to literally just be wrapping up the wrestling week. And, you know, I started incorporating different things in it, but now I'm back to what it is supposed to be. And that's what I have, like, two different shows a week now. Predominantly, and I look at it as quality over quantity. So I have the show, the flagship, I guess you call it, Take It Home TV, which wraps up the entire week. I cover Raw, SmackDown, Impact, MLW, AEW now, and have, you know, a couple different segments in there as well. I cover indie wrestling in that because I think indie wrestling is important. You got to support the indies. This is where the guys and girls start. You know, those are the stars of the future. So I like to, you know, cover those organizations as well. Also have something for nostalgia freaks, Flashback Fridays. I go back into time and I talk about an older event that had happened in history. And usually I do it with some of the fans. I want to get the fans more involved with it. I started doing this thing called Show Day, collaboration with A Shot of Wrestling. I want to give them a shout out as well. They've been supporting since day one. We track an individual, a superstar or a talent of an independent wrestling organization. We track their day. The day of the show. So it's like a reality-based thing. And it's also like starting to pick up. And of course, I know I'm babbling here. I'm sorry. Of course, you have the other thing we try to do. We follow the recaps, you know, the recaps of the events. Like AEW just went down, and I'm in collaboration with this other gentleman, Adam Rotella, for Kayfabe TV with AEW. So, you know, things are going well. And I know, you know, you and I, man, I mean, we got to talk about that as well soon. You and I have some things in the works we're going to drop here as well, which I'm excited about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll definitely touch more on that later. I know at the beginning I mentioned MLW and Impact, so I kind of wanted to get the story of how you got involved with let's start with MLW first.
Well, it's a funny story because, you know, they say everything happens for a reason. So initially, I got a call from a certain independent wrestling organization. And you know what? I guess I can go on the record and shout them out. House of Glory in Queens. They're a pretty big organization. I mean, a lot of people know about them. People call them now like the AEW's NXT or whatnot. But anyway, I went down there. I was supposed to work with them. It looked promising. You know, they wanted to bring me in to do like some mic work like me and Gene Okerlund. Or whatnot, and that's what I was informed. I guess the interview, the sit-down didn't go maybe as the boss wanted it to go. Nobody had contacted me back, but, you know, the one gentleman that brought me in there, you know, I got to give him credit either way. The guy's name is Jason. He's a great dude, but nobody had responded back. And I think it's also because it came from the boss or maybe somebody inside. I don't know. I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to assume either. But I thought that was a little unprofessional, but anyway, I says, okay, let me just continue doing what I'm doing. So then I seen MLW had something going on where they were looking for street team members. So I said, okay, let me just apply for that. Okay, so I applied for it. And I would also cover MLW a little bit as well because I was interested in their product. So out of nowhere, you know, they responded, sent me the email, told them, listen, meet me at such and such location in Queens. We're going to give out the flyers. I'm going to, you know, get you involved with the street team so you can promote the next event. So I met this gentleman there, and I got to give him a shout out, Mr. Raphael Morphy. If for those of you that don't know, he's Jim Ross's agent. He was working with MLW and Impact as well. But I think now he's exclusively with AEW. So and part of the production team, I believe. But anyway, he's a real, genuine individual, man of his word, professional. He really, really looked out for me. I helped that organization promote with flyers, you know, handed out flyers in the train, putting up flyers and posters inside of restaurants and doing the legwork to promote for MLW. So, you know, time moved on. Impact was next in line. You know, he hooked me up with a gig during WrestleMania week with, you know, Jim Ross. I was promoting Jim Ross's show. I got to meet Jim Ross because of him, and I got a book. And, you know, it was a great time. It was a great experience, and I just kept doing what I had to do, kept showing up. So now, you know, I'm like the head of the street team for MLW. Impact, same thing. Whenever they have shows in New York City, I get tickets. You know, they bless me with tickets. Sometimes, you know, I don't want to talk money, but sometimes there's compensation involved. But for me, just them acknowledging the hard work, just them acknowledging that, you know, you're out there hustling. You know what? We're going to give you some, you know, free tickets. That's great. That's good enough for me, to be honest. Not even – forget even about the ticket. If I got to pay, I would completely understand because that's going towards the talent. Okay? So that would – just a thank you goes a long way with me, bro. Honestly, it really does. So – that means a lot. And I wanted, you know, I appreciate MLW. I appreciate Impact. And I know they got a big show, MLW, coming up tomorrow. I don't know if this drops today or tomorrow, but Saturday's the 7th. It's in Texas. BN Sports. It's a huge event. I'm really looking forward to that one.
So if you all listening want to take two things away from that, being persistent and not being a dick are two good things in life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, Jimmy. That's true. Persistence
now,
and consistency.
Now, I don't want to switch gears, but I will switch sports on you. So I've seen you do a few football things here and there with the Jersey Kid. Can you explain to us who the Jersey Kid is and what your connection with him is?
The Jersey Kid. Well, this is a gentleman that he had found me on Twitter, on social media. Okay. It's very few people that I meet on social media that I find are real people and genuine people. I mean, you're one of them for sure. And the Jersey Kid is another guy. He's a sports handicapper. He's been doing it for a very long time. He's old enough to be my pops, to be honest with you. He's somebody that's very – he's a workaholic, man. You know, he has a family-owned business. He's a real good dude. Now, I thought it from the beginning, automatically scam, red flag went up right away. That's me. Okay. I don't take nothing for what it is face value. I have to see it. And even when I see it, I don't believe it 100% sometimes, but you know, with the kid, I got to see it. I got to see that, you know, he's a family guy. He has a legit business and then he does, you know, sports picks on the side. And I said, let me give it a shot. You know, a couple of weeks, I gave it a shot just for his picks. He gave me just free, you know, initiation into the gold membership that he had going for the jerseykidpicks.com. So I went and I was a member for a couple of weeks and he even gave me money to play. He like this, seriously, no lie. He said, you know what, Jimmy, I want to show you I'm the real deal. Gave me $100. Pick this. Dude, when I tell you, I took the 100, I turned it to 400 in 2 weeks. Not everything was right, but percentage wise, I mean, that's pretty good, like 70%. So from that point, I said, okay, real deal. We talked. He wanted me to do a show with him called the Jersey Kid Show. So the Jersey Kid Show now is about sports and sports betting. Football season's here. And we just started working out like the kinks and smoothing out the edges. And the first show is actually this Sunday. It's live at iPlay America. We're giving out shirts. We got parlay tickets, free parlay tickets we're giving out. There's somebody winning a TV courtesy of iPlay. So this is a big thing going on, and it happened so quick, man. Literally, like in 2 months, out of nowhere. So I'm basically like a host or a co-host on the show. I'm the mic guy. And it's no lie. I say this in my video sometimes. The host that covers the most, that is no lie, man. I mean, I live by that because as you heard, everybody hears now, whether it's Taking Home TV or whether it's Atlantic City podcast or whether it's Jersey Kid Show, I'm in there, man. I'm in there. I'm on top of a lot of different things, man. And Jersey Kid Show, I think sports fans out there, I think you would enjoy the show. And if you come out Sunday, that'd be even better for you as well. You get a free ticket and have a great time.
Yeah, this guy right here, this guy Jimmy J, guys. I mean, if he's not recording, he's editing. If he's not editing, he's recording again. So this guy's always working, I'm telling you.
Dude, I'm a juggler like you, Jimmy. I know you're a busy man yourself. I mean, we're jugglers, man. You know, and then you got to find time for the family. You know, my wife, I love her to death, and it's like, you know, I have to make sure I have a day just for her and the family. So, you know, it's important, man. It's important. You have to have some sort of a balance, and I try. And when I feel like it's getting too much, then I'll just cut a couple things off, and then it's like, okay, here we go, back down to reality, because you need that. You need some sort of a balance as well.
And I feel like just when you're involved in social media so much like that, you always need like a mental health day to step away. I know I do.
Dude, you definitely do, man. And I encourage everybody out there, everybody in business or whatever you're doing. Okay. It's great. It's a great thing to push. It's a great thing to be consistent, be persistent, but you need that mental time for yourself. You need a break. You need to put down the phone, shut it off. Stop looking at Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Get off of social media. Don't even answer the phone. Let it go. Sit down. Relax. Have a coffee. Well, maybe decaf. You don't want to get too hyper. Have a decaf coffee. Have some water. Relax. Have a tea. Chamomile tea. Calm you down. Smoke a little weed if you do. It's not bad. People are legalizing it everywhere. I mean, yeah, I'm not encouraging it, but if that's what you do, that's what you do. Have a beer. Doesn't matter. Calm down and relax. You need that one day.
I couldn't have said that better myself. All right, now, usually we do something where, you know, we either do like a top three questions asked or we just roll with more questions. But this week I'm doing something a little bit different. Might be a little bit experimental. So if you don't like it, you go ahead and let me know. But me and Jimmy J over here, the bombshell was is we have a podcast planned. I'm going to let him give you the name of it, but you know, it's going to be a great show. It's going to be positive. We're going to kind of talk about, you know, everyday life events, relatable things, things going on in the world that are messed up. Just, you know, things that I think could get we need to get attention on or things that'll bring more positivity. But I'm going to let Jimmy talk a little bit about it as well.
Yeah. And I'm glad that, you know, I appreciate you actually letting me drop the bombshell here. I'm excited about this one because out of everything that I'm doing, this is special to me because it allows me to have a real conversation with a real person about real issues going on in this world. And it's like therapeutic. Okay. And what we're doing, it's real world hot takes. That's the name of it. We're getting it all together right now. And it's pretty simple because like Jimmy CT and myself, we conversate. We could sit here and talk for hours about anything. And that's a blessing. And that's why, and again, I met you, like I said, on social media. And it's like, I swear to God, and I told you this numerous times, I'm really starting to believe my mother cheated on my father. Okay, and had a kid with someone. It just didn't tell us. And then you're like an extended brother somewhere that I lost brother. I don't know. But I'm saying that I know that we have the chemistry on here to sit here and talk about things and just, you know, and not only engage people, but just be informative as well and set awareness out there about certain different issues that are going on out here. So, you know, it's special to me for that reason. I mean, we're going to be talking about various things. I mean, nothing is off the table, off limits. Okay. If anybody also has suggestions and you want to hear us talk about something too, man, they can send you a message or me a message. Doesn't matter. Let us know and we'll cover it and maybe even have a guest time to time. I mean, we are going to have even a specific section because this is like something off of the cuff. And we were going to name it off the cuff, but there's too many people out there with something off of the cuff. So we left it at Real World Hot Takes. And I really like that name. You came up with it. You genius, you. And right. I mean, to be honest, man, that's what it is, man. It is literally off the cuff. And we're just talking. And we have that section, like I said, for football. Because we're huge football fans. It's football season. And I want to have like something where we just talk about briefly the games on Sunday or whatever like that. So that's probably towards the end. And I think we're going to – should we drop it or you want to tell them what we're going to be doing in the beginning portion of the show?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, man. So we're going to have like this little comic strip in the beginning. It's supposed to be like just entertainment, just to lighten up the mood. So it'll warm you guys up to the conversation because there are going to be things on here that – you know, may not be politically correct to some people, and people may be, you know, I'm giving everybody a warning, okay? if you're sensitive, don't listen to this podcast, okay? Because we're going to be very honest. We're going to be brutally honest, okay? And respectfully, sometimes, most of the time. I mean, sometimes I can go on my little tirades, my tangents, but, you know, I got to bring it back down to earth because I feel very passionate about certain things. And, you know, that's where you come in. You're more, Jimmy, you're smooth. Your delivery is smooth, calm, cool, collective. Me, I'm hyper energetic sometimes, so I get a little, you know, rambunctious over here. I get a little crazy, and you have to calm me down. But, yeah, man, I'm excited about that, man. It's going to be happening very, very soon. We're just waiting on the channel art, pretty much, like the podcast art of it, because we can't release it without that. So, yeah, man, I can't wait.
Yeah, we got to make a few tweaks on the logo. But like he said, you know, the main takeaways is this is going to be something therapeutic, not only for us, but we're hoping for you guys. We want it to be positive. And yeah, at some point, we'd like for there to be a line that you guys can directly call, like where, you know, we can have the show be live. You can call in and we can directly work with people if that's possible, help anybody. You know, I think people are going to be able to relate to the material. So I'm very excited myself. And once we get some of the very, very minor and small kinks worked out, we're going to have the show out and ready for you. So look forward to that.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward.
So really, besides that, man, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, if there's any other kind of projects that you've got coming up or something that you're working on.
Well, I'm always working on something, Jimmy C.T. Jr. Right now, I'm working on what I'm going to eat for dinner. It's probably looking like grilled chicken and penny vodka. I don't know. I'm in the mood for that. It's Friday. But project-wise, I am looking at a few things on the table. Like I said, with the Jersey Kids show, we're testing this one out to see how it goes, the first one. So if this one goes well, we're trying to make a deal out with iPlay. Maybe it'll be our home base. Maybe it'll be something once a month where we have like little, you know, parties over there, get togethers with people in the sports world. So it's, you know, it's something that I know for sure. There's a lot of different ideas that we have that I can't really say right now because nothing is confirmed, but I know there's some things on the horizon with that. As far as Taking on TV goes, man, there's always big things happening with that in the wrestling scene. I'm in collaboration with A Shot of Wrestling. We're starting to do more shows and interview different independent organizations. We are working on a documentary on indie wrestling, and it literally just started now. It's going to be a while before it's done because we're going to a lot of different indie organizations throughout the East Coast. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. But it just started the project, so that's going to be down the line. Wrestling also, let me try to think. I know there was a couple more things, but nothing crazy, I guess. I mean, I'm doing interviews for this one organization now, before and after the matches, BCW, Breed Combination Wrestling. Still promoting MLW and Impact and Atlantic City. I do a podcast for Atlantic City as well called Place Your Bets, the Atlantic City podcast. I did that for fun, but it seems to be growing a little bit. And that's something that, you know, it's another thing that for me, it's like therapeutic and it's also just enjoyable just to talk to different people and talk about AC. It's like a home away from home for me. So I got some really cool things going on with that because I started the raffle. I started this raffle monthly for anyone that supports it. You go to the, like, Patreon page, you support it. And I think the pledges I made was like anywhere from two, there's like four different tiers, but $2 is the lowest. And this month, the raffle this month is going to be two tickets to Six Flags Fright Fest. Okay. For next month, I'm drawing that September 30th. So I enjoy doing those raffles. And I think I might even incorporate it with Taking Home TV, you know, some of those raffles or whatnot, but always trying to do something different, Jimmy. You know, I'm always trying to make something fresh and, you know, have something new on the table. I guess the newest and the latest thing as far as the wrestling realm goes for the fans that are listening, the wrestling fans, I will be starting next month, watch parties. If you're in New York City, we're going to be renting out some spaces like bars or restaurants or, you know, going into collaboration with them where we host watch parties for the wrestling events. So for sure, AEW Full Gear, that's going to be, I know 100% by that time, we're going to be doing a watch party. And, you know, down the line, maybe even a live show for Taking Home TV. I don't know. I got some things I'm thinking about.
Jimmy J, you busy SOB, you.
Yeah, I do. I'm telling you, I love it, though. I love it. I love staying busy, you know, because if you're not busy, man, and I can't be like these people, and God forgive me, but they're robots. If you come to New York City, if you live in New York City, a lot of the population, an abundant, absorbent amount of people that live here, okay, go to work every day, 9 to 5. Looking miserable, and I see them walking. I see them on the train. It looks like Night of the Living Dead over here. Okay, the zombies. They hate their life. They hate their job, and I don't want to be one of those people. I feel bad. I really, genuinely feel bad for people like that, because you know why? I was one of those people, and I know how it feels, and it's horrible. Now I understand you have to do what you have to do. So hopefully, when I look at some of them, I'm like, you know what? I hope that they have a side gig that they really enjoy. Okay, and then eventually that's going to be their main gig. But, you know, because that's what happens. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do. But thank God, like, I'm not in that scenario position right now, because I don't know what I would do, man. Honestly, it's bad. I don't want to be a robot, man. I got to stay busy. I got to stay on top of my game, and I got to entertain. I got to be informative. And to be honest with you, man, I just want to be me. That's what I am. I'm just me. Just like you are you, I'm me. And that's it. Not many people could say that. Not many people could really say that, man. And, you know, I'm happy I can.
Well, hey, man, I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show. You know, I appreciate you. I think, if anything, you've inspired people to get up off their asses more and do something. You know, you're a friend of not only the shows, but a personal friend of mine. You know, I can't wait for the show to come out. Why don't you just, you know, give everyone where they can get a hold of you at, you know, social media, blah, 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 all that good stuff.
First of all, Jimmy, before I give all that out there, because people might have to sit down for this, I have so many social media links. I want to thank you, man, for having me on the show, man. It's an honor. Honestly, it really is to come on the show. You know, I know after speaking to you multiple occasions, the kind of person you are. The humble guy you are, the hardworking man that you are, and I wish you nothing but the best, man. Complete success. I can't wait for our show to come out. Okay, and if anybody doesn't follow you by now, I don't know what they're waiting for, man. They're missing out. They're missing out. Seriously, they're not listening to this, and it's not because of me. It's because of you, man. Okay, you know, you had some really great guests on the show. I listened since I found you, since we started speaking. I listened to every single episode, and I love it, and I can't wait. I'm probably going to listen to this one because I am just – that person listening to my damn self, okay? Always seeing what I can improve on. But more so for you, man, because I enjoy your show, man. I really do. And I thank you for having me on. And with that being said, social media. Hopefully everybody get a pen and a paper. Children, listen up. There's there's a lot of them. Now, if you're a wrestling fan, let's start with this. If you're a wrestling fan, you can follow me on YouTube. Well, not follow me, but you can subscribe if you like. If not, you can just check out the channel. Doesn't matter. YouTube.com/TakeItHomeTV. TakeItHomeTV on Instagram. And on Twitter, I'm on my main account, jhag719. That's J-H-A-double-G, like Snoop Dogg would say, 719. And if you want, you can support the page, patreon.com/TakeItHomeTV. For Atlantic City, you can follow me on Instagram at PlaceYourBetsAC. I'm on Twitter at bets_place, patreon.com/placeyourbetsac. Get in those raffles, people. I'm telling you, those tickets. And I believe the podcast is on like pretty much every platform. You can follow Place Your Bets Atlantic City podcast. Listen to it on Apple, on Google, or whatnot, Spotify. And Jersey Kid Show. See, I have to sit here and literally think about it. I'm sorry, folks. I'm sorry I'm rambling right here.
Jersey hey, that's Kid what Show. It's for.
I mean, man, I appreciate it, man. You allow me to plug all this shit right here. You should charge me for this. Jersey Kid Show. You could follow me on Twitter at Jersey Kid Show, and also on Instagram at Jersey Kid Show. I'm not the only guy in charge of the social media, because I have too much social media going on. But, you know, if you really want to follow me, just follow me on Twitter at jhag719. That's the big thing. I'm on there more than any other social media platform. I mean, I got Facebook page also. I didn't even drop that. Take It on TV on Facebook and at Place Your Bets AC Facebook page. So that's all of them, man. I think I touched every one of them.
And as always, y'all, I'm your host, James C. Turner Jr., which you can find me on at that name on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn for business. And you can find me on Twitter at JP'sAllDay1990. And, of course, you can find this podcast on all platforms. Thank you, and hope you tune in next week.
Nothing but positive vibes all day. Grinding, trying to make a better way. Better listen to what the songs say. Truth be told, you better slow your roll. I've been on the same road before. You know I'm the chosen one. I spit flows from the brain. Young G1.